オリオブ
オリオブオリオブ
オリオブ
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 オリオブオリオブオリオブ
オリオブオリオブ
Anyway, we're going to do some kind of audio boo thing. What's improved with audio boo?
Not my singing. Well,
clearly not. That's why they only have three peeps that go boom, 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 boom. And we were even in the wrong key. It was supposed to be an F.
Is it?
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Is it F? Yeah. That's not F. You're not in F, you're in E. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Boom, boom. Yeah, at church. Audio boo at church. That'd be funny. Anyway, audio boo. What's improved?
Well, I've arrived.
We've arrived.
We have.
We've arrived, boo.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I first came into contact with boo. Oh, yeah, all the that's... Boy. All the blind people have photos now, yeah. So it must have been a better boo experience.
And the ones that haven't are all bitter.
Yeah, they've got eggs for profiles. Or
but
whatever.
There are actually lots of sighted people I know of who don't have pictures.
There are, actually. We're not getting into this.
No, we're not. I'm just...
But if it looks prettier for the sighted
people... who don't have photos. I know, personally.
Yeah, there are.
People who don't.
There are people that don't have photos. Yeah. So I can think of at least some. That don't have photos.
I have a photo. They haven't. Put a photo on my
book, you do have a photo. Yeah. You have a nice photo.
Yeah.
Yours is standing at the top of the shard.
The shard, isn't it? You put it up there.
No, it's not at the shard. It's the one where you're at the top of the shard. Audio boo improves. I think audio boo 3, if we're talking about like the third incarnation of the boo, because what they tended to do was do the first app and then like do a couple of updates on that, but then got rid of it totally. Then we had audio boo 2, which I think was quite buggy. And yeah, it was. But to be fair, I don't know. I think whoever's doing it has done it.
Oh, well, I'm not, you know.
It has been. If they're on their own doing it, it's... Anyway, and 3, I think, is the best by far. I love the way it works, generally speaking, I have to say, and it doesn't seem too buggy. They've always committed to voiceover users, so to visually impaired users.
Yeah, and there were some bugs, weren't there, when it first launched that made it inaccessible? Bits of it.
But I meant even with things like, I don't know if sighted people see the link, but when you're using a screen reader on the main site, when you upload a boo, it's a flash-based upload system. It says screen readers, click here for a better experience. So... I don't know who started audio boo thinking about accessibility, but they've done it consistently and for the whole time that I can remember. And I think I started knowing about boo. I have to give credit to @fidun, so I'll try and remember to tweet these people in. Tag these people, whatever you call it. Fiona, she introduced me to audio boo, but I just used to browse occasionally and wasn't really into it. And then with things like Postress was around as well, or Postress, whatever you call it. And then it just started to really pick up and people started to sort of discover it and things. And we had a Radio Kate at first. She was kind of the community person and used to do an audio newsletter. And I remember one of them saying things like, and the newsletter's in audio for those of you visually impaired. Of course. Because of course it would, because it's audio, which is really clever because it was like a little bit of a nod to reversing the like accessibility for everybody. But we were almost considered equal in that consideration. What else has improved? I think having the channels. I mean, for us as a community, I think there are a whole host of channels that we have. So you've got Blind Abilities, you've got VIP Advisor, which is the one that Claire and I are running. We've got Blind Veterans UK for the soldiers, the British soldiers that are blinded in any war, really, and any conflict. They get help and they've got a channel. You've got, am I missing anyone? Blind Man's Cafe, it's not called that anymore. Caribbean Blind Man's Blog, whatever it's called. Sorry, Rick, I just can't remember what it's called.
Blind Man's Blog,
my apologies.
Caribbean Blind Man. In the Caribbean, I need all of
it. In the Caribbean.
It's like hurricane season over here at the moment.
Oh, bloody well is. It's sunny at the moment, though.
Still very windy.
Blue sky. What else? The other channels, I'm sure. I don't want to miss any. RLS, Rural London Society for the Blind, yeah. So we do very well out of Audioboo, I would say. And I know we have our crack at them and stuff like that, but I think that is justified. I think there are times when I felt, I would only say something if I felt to say it, the need to say it. But Audioboo, you've done very well, I think, overall. And it's a small team of people. If you look at the whole context of that, then yes, I think we could say that you've done a good job. The reason that people are passionate about things that are wrong or go wrong is because people are passionate about what they do. They're passionate about putting stuff up. They're passionate about, and in a way, your closest friends are sometimes would sound like your worst critics, because you know they know how it should be and how they want it to be. And the fact that people have been given a voice, sometimes it's a question of learning how to use that voice, isn't it? Which has been good for the VI community as well, I think. I am focusing a bit on VI, but that's obvious why I would. I think VI people in previous encounters have always been with each other and within our own community. So
I think Audioboo kind of almost brought me back, because I wasn't largely part of the VI community at all. And I know I've always kind of gone onto the various, you know, there are VI-related chat sites and stuff. And I've kind of had some contact within, you know, I went and played on, like, you know, All In Play and the old accessible chat, as people may remember, and all that.
But those were things that were, because obviously we've got sighted people listening as well, those are things that were essentially very VI-specific.
All In Play is actually, although it's created with the VI in mind, it was created in such a way that anyone could play it. So,
but essentially, visually impaired people had their own community. We had our own community groups and stuff. And I think we've had to learn as a community how to interact with people that are not visually impaired in a way that, strangers, I mean, because many of us would only meet people that weren't visually impaired within the VI community or within something to do with a connection to do with visual impairment, where some of you guys aren't even connected with visual impairment and you're fascinated by the fact we walk without guide dogs or canes or whatever and we record these things or record our happenings.
You see, I couldn't think of anything worse before I started coming onto Audioboo, and it was because of my coaching that I started going onto Audioboo, not because of all that.
Yeah, so nothing to do with visual impairment. No, mine was, but as people know, VI podcasting, it's always been more than it's parts into, you know, it's always been more than visual impairment, and it doesn't necessarily give a pointer to visual impairment. You know, you'll always find something to visual impairment, but along the way, but it's my life in general is on Audioboo in terms of a blog, as is yours. Then, what could be improved? I think, and this is just a I definitely think in line, well, like if you look at SoundCloud's model, like they've got a thing where you can comment in the line of the Audioboo. So you've got like you've got like what do they call that? Where the percentage goes along to tell you how much you've played, the timeline of a particular piece of audio. Comments will pop up and you can comment yourself on a particular point of the audio. I don't think that would work, or doesn't work that well, I don't think, for visually impaired people, although it looks good for sighted people, because it pops up as a little kind of pop-up along the audio timeline. What I think is that at the very least, we should have the ability to comment a response to an Audioboo, I think that would be brilliant. So rather than having to go on the website and do it, or at the very least that you could reply to a comment via email, so a form of a text form of Boo Mail, so you could respond to a comment that way. I think for channel users, I would like to see a situation where when you subscribe to a channel, it appears in your toggle menu, because I don't think it does that. So if you're a moderator of a channel, you do see the channel that you're moderating. It's got channels, and then there's a heading that says channels, and then in my case it says VIP advisor. Now it would be awesome if anyone that subscribes to a channel could have that channel in a list form appearing in the toggle menu. That would be awesome. Because as it stands, for example, if people want to get to the channel I run, it's under the letter V in communities, and there's a lot in the communities channel now. So you have to go right down and find it, and then hit it, and then go in and then contribute. So it's slightly awkward. That would be nice if that could be something could happen there. I don't know if we need things like maybe an auto fade in, auto fade out, because audio boos can sound a bit bumpy at the beginning and end. It would be nice if they could perhaps fade out, have a 3-second fade out or something like that, just to smooth them off a bit. The obvious stuff, really. I think in terms of people accessing audio boo, like through Boss Jock and the like, that would be okay. That would be helpful, but I think the interface is complicated. But it would be good if things like Boss Jocks and other audio editing software could post straight into Audio Boo, as they can on things like SoundCloud. So your finished piece could be just thrown up there, because with Boo Mail it works absolutely fine, brilliant workaround. But most people have only got, you can only send about 10 megs from your phone on through iOS and Apple and stuff. I don't know what it's like for Android users. Give them a nod. But I think that would be quite cool if you could send bigger files, because you currently can't. There's a workaround also for channel people sending stuff, well, for contributors, people who have moderators sending stuff direct to a channel, which is good as well. So lots of stuff's happened. Can you think of anything else that you actually want to see on audio? But do you want things like editing abilities, so to be able to trim and crop and stuff, that would that be nice? Or will you can on the website, apparently.
Can you?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, if you go into edit, you can crop and you can cut out bits of audio and stuff like that, apparently.
I like to be able to insert into the middle of a booth. So, for example, if I'm having a conversation or something.
Yeah.
It would be cool to be able to stop at a point and then do record, and then be able to record from there. And then when you stop, it would just go back to where you started.
I don't understand. Do what?
Well, so for example, like, if you if you wanted to say... stop from... Say, for example, I wanted to say something that I hadn't said on a boo.
Yeah. I'd like to be able to
take it to a point and then be able to record from...
That's things from like inserting a clip, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit.
Inserting an audio
and
clip.
That's probably a bit much to ask. Comments on boos, not from the website.
We said... What I said was, with SoundCloud, their model is you can comment on the audio, along the audio timeline. So if you heard a particular thing, you go, oh, I love that sound of the plate smashing and the way they bounce from right to left. That would pop up as a little...
But just the ability to...
But we don't... Yeah, I was going to say, from a VI perspective, that would be harder for us to manage, I think. But it looks quite cool. But, definitely, just the ability to comment via text. And I also said, or at the very least, a text version of BooMail, so you could reply directly to a comment from an email that you received telling you that a comment was posted to your boo. It does what it does, audio booies. I think what else? I don't know what else I'd want, really. I think it's not bad. I mean, I think with audio boo, it is what it is, and you make it what you want it to be. And this goes back to discussions that were being had earlier this week, really, about what audio boo is. Audio boo is essentially... quite simple. When you read the description of what audio boo is, it is simple. You record something, you take a photo, you put up a title and anything in the text that you want, do your hashtags, and off it goes. Categories could be a bit wider. Could do with a few more categories, don't you think, Claire?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's boo in a not so nutshell, but yeah, we hope you find it useful, and I'm sure there'll be other ideas too. Bye bye, boo.
Bye.
Oh, there's Nathan saying bye bye, boo.